Where'd you get the tools for that?
I most of them myself. Belonged to my dad. Got it from him.
Your dad was the cobbler and
everything.
Did he ever build any of the houses that you lived in?
No, my grandfather built all of us.
All the houses that he rented to?
Yeah. He built every one of them.
He just must have just gone out and bought the land. I mean, the whole.
He bought the land. He bought about a city block and built his house and 12 more houses on it.
Do you have a street named after your family here?
No.
I straighten my hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if I was going to use that, let's say I was going to do what? If you use that, you'd say you're going to
brush your hair.
And what you'd put in a pistol would be called a
bullets.
What's another name for that?
Shells, cartridges.
What's the difference between cartridges and bullets?
Well, the bullet part of the bullet, I'd say, or the cartridges, is the lead part.
And the cartridge is the
The whole thing, yeah.
Something you sharpen a straight razor on would be a leather
strap.
And you sharpen a small knife on a
rock.
Any special name for that rock?
A wet rock.
What about something you sharpen a big tool on, like an axe? Go around.
Grinding stone, grinding rock.
And something that children play on, you take a board and kind of anchor it down and just go up and down.
Seesaw.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were doing what?
Seesawing.
Did you ever hear any other name for seesaw?
I don't think so.
What about taking a board and fixing it down at both ends, and children would jump up and down in the middle, kind of like a trampoline? Did you ever see those?
I've seen it done.
What were they called?
Never heard a name for it, but I just saw them jumping on it. And we used to do that too.
You'd have it fixed down at both ends?
I don't think both ends were fixed. We'd have it loose just like a seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
And one would jump on one end, jump the other one up in the air, and the other one, when he come back down, the other one would go up.
Did you ever hear a javelin board?
No.
And you could take a board and fix it down in the middle and it'd spin around and around?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be
I don't know what you'd call it, though.
Be kind of like a merry-go-round, you'd call it a...
I don't think I'd call it a merry-go-round.
Did you ever hear Flying Jenny or Riding Horse? Or
Flying Jenny sounds familiar. I've heard the name before.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
swing.
And something you carry coal in would be called a...
Never carried coal.
Well, if you burn coal in your house, you have a little...
a coal bucket.
Okay. And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney is called a... on these old-fashioned stoves, you know?
Stove pipe.
And if you want to move bricks or something heavy, you could use something that has a wheel in front and two handles.
A wheel bar.
Did you ever hear that called a Georgia buggy?
Never had.
And something people drive nowadays you'd call a
car.
Any other names for car?
Automobile.
Which, do you make a distinction between those two words?
No. Use both of them, so.
Do you ever hear any old fashioned name for car?
No.
Say, inside the tire of the car, they used to have an inner
tube.
And something was